I would just like to address the issue of into, for example, contractor then they also mentioned made with regard to there's only 12 correctional centers that actually comply with the new generation requirements. That is a random thing. That is actually the crux of the problem at the correctional services. If you don't have the facilities that support rehabilitation, it's going to be very difficult to ensure effective rehabilitation. And as part of that, we're in the process also to transform some of the outdated structures. So in our infrastructure plan, we're also going to concentrate on the construction of classrooms, for example, to support these old infrastructure going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Structures and community structures. everywhere for us, for all of us, and within our communities and within our society, we don't take the responsibility of a religious ceremony that this person belongs to the community. And yes, we accept the sentence, but now we as a community need to accept and there was a question of how many offenders have benefited in the convention. I think when I looked at the statistics that we currently have nationally, we have over 8,500 probationers that have benefited in the convention. Yes, that's if we can improve the capacity of conviction, I'm sure the judiciary will gain confidence and will be able to utilize and improve convention sections of the criminal procedure. And again, there was a question of whether the rumor that Ugune is going to be phased out, and what are we doing as community corrections to ensure that the community is taken in care of. Then I can also remember, I can make sure that before any person is placed on parole or the person is sentenced by the court into a correctional supervision or placed on parole, community correction needs to go out and confirm the suitability, and then confirm the care and support. That means we will go and consult with the family and inform the family that this particular person, there's a possibility that it's going to be getting a correctional supervision sentence that is going to be considered by the court, or this person is eligible for parole, therefore this person is about to be released. These are the programs that this person is undergoing. These are the possible conditions that can be set for this particular person. This is your contribution that you can make to ensure that this person is a successful reintegration. And we are there as community corrections and support as and when there are any challenges that you might experience. So that's where it comes. And also further than that, we have our services that we program, where we working very closely with our faith-based organization as well as our church traditional. And also we will have our BOG public and private, where the primary victim and the secondary victim are afforded a platform to dialogue with the offender so that we can talk to those organizations. And we believe that that program, if it is a success, but yes, we can do more, because some of the community members, they are not exposed to this kind of a program up until a certain level, for some, a number, that is a success, and then only then the person can start to understand, oh, there are these programs in a certain person. In terms of also other programs that we have, the intervention programs that we have our individuals where we educate and the communities about community corrections as well as the community correction. We also strengthen a lot in the terms of faith-based organizations, we strengthen our relationship because we said to the pastors, we have a conference with the pastors, because every community is a pastor and the leadership is. When an offender is released, it's either when he is released or she is released, it's going to be supported and accepted by the church or by the shibu. In many cases, we find that in the shibu, the parolee or the probationer is accepted. And they say, they embrace that person, that yes, he's there, they don't judge that person, and we find that they get a lot of support from the shibu. But the thing is that the person has no change within the state. When the person is coming out as church in the congregation, let's welcome the person as a person with the same image that is being welcomed in the shibu. So we believe that that is the fight that we are going to win. Yes, in partnership with all the churches in the community, we are going to be able to ensure we improve our programs in the community to ensure that the view of the judiciary in terms of the election is changed and is improved. I'm going to be responding to some questions asked
Certainly, we are of the view that one assault is one assault too many. This is our position in the Department of Corrections in terms of ensuring that the resources are active in terms of dealing with it. Therefore, the strategies or interventions that we just presented are alluding to exactly that. What it is that we are going to do is different. We do have the strategy in that regard that we are putting in place at this point in time of our session that we had on that security in Nava, which was held from the 24th to the 25th of April, and the leadership of the National Commission of the Nava, inclusive of the roadmaps, and that also includes the future strategic plan that we had, where all other departments, but part of the department, paving a way for our 5 years, 10 years, and 50 years. Strategic position of the department. For all of these measures, we are really raised there to be able to be prepared to take. So the issue of training and capacitating our officials was really, really on par, which also includes the interaction or integrated approach in terms of fighting the crime. Because we realize that the crime cannot be fought by one department, but collectively we can't move forward. We're fighting the crime for only in terms of the next one says it was the Oscar, and I know that it has already been alluded to, but the question is that are we not planning to have all these sort of cameras in our 243 facilities, which are part of inclusive of those that are still under renovation and are closed. That was an idea, but at the moment we wanted to roll this system out to check whether it is viable to do so. So we were in that process and it was very glad and that also includes the training, whether is the training going to be undertaken for those who are able to implement the system yet as part of the specification that we need to ensure that they have been trained and it's part before this system is being utilized. There will be a certificate from the Department of Health ensuring that we are in terms of the legislation of the radio and ensuring that it does not harm those that would have used it in the street before we can confirm all of the issues. The issue of the audiovisual, which was really explained, we want to acknowledge the perception. I know that my colleague has already mentioned some of it, but beyond that, in terms of our revolution moving forward, in terms of security, perhaps we should just extend that and utilize it, more especially for high profile. Instead of them going to court to perform the case and so on and so on, what if we use this system going forward? The next one it relates to the metal detectors that are kept in boxes. Chair, we have noted this, but what we will perhaps do, we will try to request Chief can give us more information and go and pursue this matter to check what metal detectors perhaps are they in response to. And they're not talking about the body scanners that we are still trying to put in place for some of the boxes in order to get them to the end. So we will definitely look into this and be sure that we can do so. There has also been a question, what is it that we are going to be doing to ensure that we stop the influx of corruption within our communities and tribes? The interventions that we alluded to earlier on, there are aims at doing exactly that. I have to say, Chair, that the whole cumbersome of issues that are being addressed through our interventions, as well as of course it was a high level, presentation that you provided, but we do have the in depth of all of these points that you have alluded to. That point is basically trying to do that. And the chairperson and the members will obviously agree with us that in the past few months, I mean, over 1 year and a couple of months, there's been a bit of a change, I have to say, and it has been visible out there that consequence management has been applied in this department. And I've been saying this since we've been in the past that we have to appreciate that the fact that for a number of years, the indicators in security have been achieved, which is a remarkable kind of an achievement. Of course, not to the level where one is prepared to achieve. And of course, that is not happening by mistake. It's still the leadership that we get from the National Commission ensuring that we speak from the net to ensure that things are done. But I think that has been the most present to say if there is any challenge, what preventing those challenges, there should be a stabilization plan. This stabilization plan should be very clear in terms of defining the problem statement, which needs to be bisected by the way, ensuring that we come up with solutions that are of solutions orientated interventions to ensure that we deal with anything. And we take those chapters across the country. And this one would say we have to ensure that we've got case studies. Anything that happens, we have a case study so that we train other officials moving forward to prevent the occurrence of such. That's just to stop the project. We feel this indicator pushes up because we do have jobs. I have to say there were 547 in this year. Going to the question of the special mission, it was said that we do start the special mission. Of course, we know that the end of the act, correctional services, are too big that stretching anything. It gives the minister an opportunity through the recommendation of the Parliament Board to recommend specific individual offender who have demonstrated meritorious services on his own. So that is an individual kind of a special mission that we then approve. Then we go to the next one, which is Section 81. Section 81 gives the Minister of Operational Services. The first one is the Commission of the Department. Then 81 is the Minister given power to can approve the special mission sentence based on the conditions of the facility that is given in terms of negating all the efforts of rehabilitation and keeping the offender in the main school. The value of 82, which is the last one here, that one is the power of the president to can, when we see a need, obviously, we indicate that 2012 as well as 2015. 2012, you know, 2005, and the last one is 2012. That one was initiated by the president based on the need for that particular moment. And then globally, we do have this when perhaps the country is celebrating a century, whatever it is, then that is initiated. The solution, of course, has come from that particular thank you. Security and technology infrastructure.
Thank you.
have answered the ideal ratio between the wardens and the inmates. What is our current with the situation of overcrowding, and what is the ideal ratio? And I had forgotten to ask earlier, with reintegration back to community, does the department use the assistance of any NGOs to assist in facilitating between the department and the community or the family when it comes to reintegration of the offenders? Are there any NGOs? I think Micro, for example, was used in the past, and I don't know what the status now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.